So we are going to talk about the annual meeting of the Transnational Social Strike, which took place in Stockholm. But before we really look at the last weekend, first, I'm interested in what the Transnational Social Strike platform does.
Yeah, so the Transnational Social Strike platform, or as we call it, TSS platform, is a platform of men and women, precarious migrants, industrial workers, trade unions, syndicalist unions, collectives, or individuals on not just a European scale, but also bringing up together people also from beyond the borders of Europe, intended, of course, not only as a political borders, but also ideally as a the borders between sectors, workplaces, and the fragmentation between workers, let's say. And we have been active as a platform since 2015. We had our first moments of birth during the protests against the ECB in Frankfurt. So we actually, the first time we met was the day after the protest of Blockupy. And then it's since 3 years we have been holding meetings in different parts of Europe. This meeting was held in Stockholm, Sweden. And we have a website which is called transnationalstrike.info, and also Facebook page where we collect news from about the idea of what a transnational and social strike could look like today. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we have followed the protest of the 8th of March and these last 2 years, the Nuit Debout strikes in France, the strike back movement in Sweden. So the idea is, what does it mean to have a strike which is not just a dispute or concerning single factors, but it's social. So it breaks the boundaries between the workplace and society. And it is transnational because we see that it's just insufficient to have it just in the national, within the national borders, because of these transnational chains of production and exploitation.
Yeah, and so your last meeting in Stockholm last weekend, it started with a lecture about the perspectives of people in struggle. And as you mentioned now, you were also at the meeting looking at some protests, for example, at the protests in Gothenburg Harbor, or the strike back mobilization across Sweden, or the struggles against the Loi Travail in France, as you mentioned right now, and the struggles of Georgian transportation workers. And it was also about the global women's strike all over the world. So you were briefly looking at all those different strikes and or workers' struggles. And so what could the TSS be for all of the different groups and the different working struggles all over the world? So what is maybe the common objective or aim of TSS, the Transnational Social Strike?
Yeah, so also the idea of the meeting we held in Stockholm was to speak about the logistics of exploitation and how to counteract it. And it's exactly a way to put together the struggles or experiments of insubordination, which are already taking place in very different parts of the world, and showing how we are still very fragmented between sectors, between workplaces, between nations, but also inside the same workplace. So there are also internal divisions. And so we wanted to show the kind of strength that we can put on the table when we successfully unite. And so we had this exchange showing the potentiality of some struggles that could look beyond and connect, as it was the case with, for instance, the 8th of March, as I said before. The global women's strike was quite central for us, and it will be also the issue we will talk about in the next month. We will follow demobilization when we will try to foster the initiative as all the possible ways in order to show that the strike is a problem of all those who want to protest against the violence of this society. So not just the violence against women, but also all the conditions, the political conditions of exploitation. Therefore, we talked about all these struggles to show that there are some common issues we should fight against, which are these not just the exploitation inside the workplaces, but also these political conditions of exploitation, which means these hierarchies built around the concept of sexual violence, for instance, or what is all the means used to impose discipline and subordination. But also for us, it's very important, migrant struggles, because around the blackmail of the residence permit is built. So another stratification. So I think that what we wanted to do, it is also to show how the strike has been attacked and has been deprived of strength in these the years behind us. So it has been there have been some attempts to make it something marginal, which does not really hit the boss, hit the profit, hit the capital, as we have seen in the strike back movement in Sweden. So there are some attempts of making some laws that can even further make it a weaker weapon. Or, of course, also in the laws in France or in Germany as well against trade unions. But we also see that apart from these legal limitations, the strike was attacked even before, because with the precarity, it is very hard to go strike, because the day after, you don't know if you will be called back at work, in a sense. So precarity is making striking more difficult. So how to take back this weapon? This was our question. And but we see that the strike is not dead, and we see that some strikes experiments are taking place, as I also said before, concerning the women's strike. Why this word has become again something powerful, and we also see that it has been re-signified. Also, another thing we have discussed was the Amazon struggles, as you may be familiar with you in with the Leipzig group, which was present from Germany.
Yeah, and maybe to come back to the motto of the meeting, this was against logistics of exploitation, and therefore you had, for example, the Soli Union, the Streikbündnis Leipzig there, when it was about the Amazon workers' struggle, and also you had there, or it was announced that also some workers from Poland, from Amazon, will be there at the meeting, but also the group of the delivery union, which are about bike worker struggles, were there at the meeting. So why did you decide to make logistics the main topic of your annual meeting? And what are the exactly struggles there?
So, yeah, we invited these, let's say, different ways of looking at logistics. So we intend logistics not as just as a working sector, so meaning people working in the warehouses or transportation, or delivery of food, but also as a way to a command, let's say, a way to impose fragmentation inside the workplaces and within and between workplaces and society, but also as a way to impose intensified working rhythms, or to let's say create division and barriers. Therefore, We thought it was a good idea to invite Amazon workers from Poland, from France as well, from Germany and from Spain. Because as you may have seen, there has been this protest during the Black Friday last weekend. And it was something worthwhile to notice, because exactly within our platform, there have been the first connections between all the workers inside Amazon. It was actually the first time that people from different warehouses in Europe could speak together. And this is also one of the aims of our platform, to put in communication workers which have not been able to talk before and, let's say, think about a concrete power together. So, but we had also these deliverers as working in Deliveroo or Foodora or Uber Eats in London. And we have seen that just to make this exchange possible can help, because Foodora, for instance, is imposing slightly different conditions of work in different countries, or maybe tries to experiment some things in a country and then exports these conditions in another country, let's say another way to calculate the fees or another way to calculate the wage. So, yeah, I think the problem of logistics is really connected to how precarization is affecting all the workplaces and how it's making harder and harder to make this strike an effective weapon. So therefore, sometimes if you strike in a workplace, it might be more work which is moved to another warehouse, let's say. We saw it in the Amazon case, for instance, that when the strike is not coordinated between warehouses in different countries, it might mean that a strike in one place just means that the goods are moved to another warehouse, so making the strike ineffective. Therefore, with a communication and a stronger dialogue and common initiative and common slogans, common watchwords, common claims, these protests can actually be transnational and go beyond the difficulty of making it effective in just a single workplace.
So those were some political outputs of the last meeting focused on the logistics of exploitation, I guess. And so the power of the transnational social strike as a platform is to build up a network for all the work struggles within sometimes just some workplaces, some towns, or even some countries, and then to build up a network for that. So what else is there to say how to go on with the transnational social strike as a platform? Is it clear when the next meeting will be and what will happen then?
Yeah, we have started to talk about it because we think that for sure we would like to have another meeting or maybe in spring or the summer. So we continue to go on, and we said we want to continue these debates on logistics, so going beyond the borders of logistics as a sector. And then we also decided that we want to insist on three fields of struggle. The first one is for sure the global women's strike, and we had a commitment from different syndicalist unions and collective movements that we want to foster the process towards that date to show how sexual violence or violence against women is a tool to impose even more fragmentation. Therefore, we want to strike together and show and bring the strike inside the not just the sphere of production, but also the social reproduction. So this is the first field of action we have. The second one is to continue to foster and support and go beyond solidarity, but actually struggle together with the Amazon workers. So also this time it has been very successful because the comrades showed us the potentialities and limits of all the struggles in Amazon. So we are really convinced that we need to block this multinational power and this transnational chain of exploitation going through the Amazon plants. And so, you know, also in the next year, we will have some kind of attempt to organize and make it more resonating and public, all the struggles, the transnational linkages and struggles in Amazon. And the third field is that we still want to continue to debate and put our energies in supporting the struggles of migrants, because migrants are still one of the main agents of change. They are striking the borders every day with their movements. So for us, freedom of movement is very important because it shows also how the logistics is also about mobility of labor. So mobility of labor can also be a challenge to neoliberal policies because it also obliges it to rethink, to reshape itself. And it was very good that we had so many people from Eastern Europe, from Georgia, Czech Republic, of course also Poland, Bulgaria. So it was the first time that it has been so much, open to the hidden factories of Eastern Europe and also beyond. So, and we are very happy of it, and we really look forward to the next meeting.